This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I totally accidentally told on a kid. I became a narc, guys. But did I do the right thing? If you lose your phone and you find someone's phone, what are you supposed to do? If you find someone's lost phone or if you lose your phone, do you want someone to call it? Do you want someone to grab it? Do you want someone to turn it in? What are you supposed to do? 855-444-6342. I want you to tell me, parents, did I do the right thing when I accidentally kind of told on a kid for losing their phone? 855-444-MEGA. So yesterday, took my kid to swim class. After swim class, we go over to the park. And we walk up, and no one's at the park, which is pretty rare, actually. And I see sitting down at, right next to one of the swings, someone's phone.
Ooh.
And I didn't know what to do. I'm like, oh, what do I do? Do I leave it? Because a lot of people have the Find My iPhone, and they can track it. So I didn't want to, like, take it. But you can't, like, turn it into a lost and found.
Right.
And then I just feel like a huge jerk if I leave this person's phone. Like, what? Dude, you just left a phone sitting in a park. It could have been stolen. It could be broken. Like, you should do something with it. And then I thought of this genius idea. I asked Siri to call. And so I can see like old text messages. I couldn't read them, but I could see like people that have texted them. So I saw like mom had texted the phone. I didn't know as a kid. Could have been an adult that has their mom and their phone under mom or whatever. And so I just said, hey, Siri, call mom. And so Siri did. It called mom.
Oh, awesome.
Whoa.
And mom, oh, my phone's actually, Siri's going off. Chill out, Siri. And so then mom answers like, hello? And I'm like, hey, and I'm like a strange man in a park.
Gosh. I'm sure she loved that.
And I'm like, hey, I found this phone. Oh, really? So-and-so left their phone? And I'm like, yeah, I'm at the park. And then she's like, okay, I'll make sure I get a hold of him somehow, and he'll come get it. Like less than 2 minutes later, this kid comes rolling up on his bike. He's like, hey, man, did you see a phone? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, ooh, thanks, dude. And I was like, well, just so you know, I called your mom. And like, he's like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, yeah. And he was like, oh, she's going to be so pissed, man. And I'm like, I didn't mean to tell on you. Ooh. And he's like, thanks, man. And you could just see the look on his face like he's going to get in trouble for leaving his phone behind. But if I just would have waited a few more minutes.
He would have been back to get it anyway.
And then he would never told his mom. But now his mom knows that he left his phone at the park.
Oof. Yeah, I don't know that I would have gotten involved like that. I would
have loved, it was a genius for calling
Sue. It was. I will give you props. That was super creative. But I have the evermost faith in the Find My iPhone app that
it would have been found regardless.
Really? Should have just stayed in my
lane? Without the kid getting grounded and the brakes beat off of him probably when he got home.
I think it's great. I think what you did was, I mean, very noble, a great thing, because you can't go to a lost and found to turn it in, and you were able to at least call somebody, and you now know that it's now in the right hands.
He would have found it anyway.
I don't think so. You know,
you don't know how that app works, Kevin. You can find anything anywhere.
I don't know. I think you did the right thing.
Really?
I think that was really smart. I would never have thought of that because I always turn my Siri off because I find her very annoying.
Same.
So I'm glad this person had their Siri on.
See, I thought I was
I don't
like,
think he's glad it was on.
I was like, another situation where I didn't panic. I just worked through it. And then all of a sudden, you just see the look on the kid's face like, oh, dude, thanks a lot,
he's probably
bro.
Not allowed to go to the sleepover this
weekend. All right, did I do the right thing? And if someone were to find a phone, what would you want them to do? Anyone find your phone like, what? Why did you take it? Leave it where it's supposed to be. What do you do? 855 444 Mega 855-444-6342. Help me out. I think I accidentally narked on someone. I'm a tattletale now, guys. It's the Brett Mega Show. What do you do if you find someone's phone? Should you just leave it be because most people have to find my iPhone and just mind your own business? Should you pick it up and turn it in? Should you take it somewhere? How do you handle the situation? And have you ever lost your phone? Someone find it, and how do they handle the situation? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. 6342. I was telling you, I found a phone at the park. No one else was there. It was just me and my kids at the park, and I didn't know what to do. I'm like, should I just leave it? Let it just be? But then I felt like a jerk if I just leave it. So I said, saw like a most recent text was from mom. And so I was like, call mom. Called mom. Mom's like, oh, my son left his phone. A few minutes later, kid comes rolling back up on his bike. He had circled back around, realized he had forgotten his phone. And I just told his mom. His mom was pissed, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if I handled the situation the right way or not. Leslie, do you think I handled the situation properly?
I do. I think you did. I would like someone to do that for me.
So you'd run and have someone call you? Have you in that situation?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What about the Find My iPhone thing? Don't you think people would have just used that?
Sometimes, yes, but my daughter left her, it's been a while, but her iPhone somewhere. And when I said, well, let's see if we can locate it, she said, Mom, I turned my iPhone, my Find My iPhone off.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why would you do that?
Well, that's another story. She might have snuck out or something.
Yeah, so she never really explained to me why she did it.
Yeah.
But we lost that phone.
And the phone,
wow.
And the phone could die. Like, I didn't really check the battery life. The phone could die at any time. And then I just feel like it was the right thing to do. You know what one of the times happened to me is I was in the middle of a parade. And this is before, like face lock and things like that on your iPhone and stuff like that. And someone called me after the parade and said, hey, I found your phone. While I was in the parade, someone found my phone that I left to jumping off the floats and stuff like that. Found my phone in the middle of the parade, and we had a meet up to go get my phone from somebody.
Who'd they call?
They called, like, my wife. They called, like, one of the most recent calls.
Recent numbers.
Recent numbers.
Whoa.
And I was so happy they did that. But then I did think, like, man, what if I call someone and I'm not supposed to be calling them? Like, I just thought, well, like, when you see the text messages.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Right? Like, you just call someone, they're like, leave me alone, like, or something. Like, I don't know, like, I didn't know what kind of trouble I was about to get into.
That could go wrong.
Like, it could go wrong. They said there's a text, Hannah?
Yeah, someone just said, in the crazy and almost not honest world we live in, I think you did the right thing. Phones today are super expensive, and losing one isn't cheap to replace anymore. So they think you saved that kid. I think you got the kid in trouble.
I could have got the kid in trouble. I could have also sold that phone on the black market and finally paid my mortgage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.